call to order the Region of Queens Municipality Regular Council Tuesday, December 26, 2021. I remind people that this meeting is being videoed and audioed. Please remember to put your phones on mute, and we will begin. Are there any changes or approval to the agenda? There are no presentations. Need a motion to approve the agenda. Right, changes approval of the agenda. So moved by Councilor Brown, seconded by Councilor Fancy, that the agenda be approved as presented. There are no presentations. And we vote. All in favor? Passed. Presentations, there are no tabling of petitions, public question comment session. If anyone wishes to make a public comment or question, please provide your name and your civic address. Any public comments? Approval of the minutes, special council, January 12th, 2021. Moved by Councilor Gidney, seconded by Councilor Hawks, that the minutes of January 12th be approved. All in favor? Contrary? Approval of special council minutes January 20th, 2021, moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Romero. All those in favor? Approved. Nothing to report on dangerous or unsightly premises. Nothing to report under economic development. Corporate services, 9.1. There is a recommendation within the package. If someone would like to make that recommendation. Councilor Charlton.
I move that Council Region Municipality readopt policy 3, hospitality.
Seconded by Councilor Gidney. As you are aware, the past council, April 1st, adopted policy titled hospitality upon request of the provincial government of all municipalities. The province has legislation that says by January 31st, immediately following the regular election, they shall review it and readopt or change it. Are there any questions regarding the hospitality as it currently exists? If not, I'll ask for approval of the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? 9.2, adoption of the policy respecting council and staff expenses. There is a recommendation in the package. Councilor Brown?
I recommend that Council of Region of Queens Municipality readopt Policy 7, Council and Staff Expenses.
Seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. Similarly, past council adopted November 27th. Policy, council, and staff expenses. Once again, the province asks and requests that all municipalities readopt or change their policy after election. Are there any changes that anyone would like to see made? If not, all those in favor, signify by raising your hand. Passed. Engineering and Public Works. Nothing at this time to report. Finance, same, Recreation, Healthy Communities, Planning. You were circulated a motion following the public hearing. Would someone like to make that recommendation? Councilor Romero?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality give second reading to bylaws respecting amendments to the Municipal Planning Strategy and Land Use Bylaw, which would allow council to consider self-storage businesses in the general residential R2 zone by development agreement.
Seconded by Councilor Gidney. Mike McLeod, would you like to provide a bit of background information on this?
Sure. This request originated in the fall of 2020, whereby the owners of property at 85 Hillside Road had requested a rezoning to allow for self-storage businesses at the property at 85 Hillside Road. The property is zoned as general residential R2 under the land use bylaw. As most of you are aware, the property, it was the former Brooklyn School. The owners currently operate a small manufacturing business at this location. The proposed use of self-storage facilities is not one that's currently permitted within the general residential R2 zone. So therefore, the only way for council to consider such a use would be through amendments to the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw. So the application was brought forward to the Planning Advisory Committee for discussion and recommendation. A number of options were discussed during that meeting. Options included maintaining the status quo, which was essentially denying for the request. Second option was to amend the planning strategy and land use bylaw to consider self-storage businesses as an as-of-right use within the general residential R2 zone. Option three was to amend the planning strategy and land use bylaw to create a new zoning classification to be applied for this area. The fourth option was to amend the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw to include policy which would permit the self-storage uses in certain residential zones through a development agreement process. The other option was to consider these changes in the municipal planning review that we're currently undertaking. Discussions at Planning Advisory Committee, they were generally supportive of moving forward with the this request in some form and had recommended that council give consideration to this use through a development agreement process. That's the recommendation and the public hearing tonight.
Any questions of Director McLeod? Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of the motion is made, signify by raising your hand. Contrary, passed. Congratulations. The next item on the agenda is 14.1, request for a 5-year area rate for Seaside Recreation and Center Association at a rate of 4 cents. The purpose of this discussion is to discuss the merits of whether or not an area rate meeting should be held. Whether or not it be 3 cents, 2 cents, 1 year, 5 years, it's not the matter of discussion today. It's simply the matter to discuss if this merits a public meeting. As you can see from your documents, they've attached everything that is necessary for policy 23, public meeting for area rate requests. So we are seeking directions to staff whether to proceed to establish a time, place, and location for a area rate meeting to discuss 4 cents for a 5-year period. And for those of you who are unaware, the assessment district that this would cover would take in part of Eastern Shore Road, all of Beach Meadows, East Berlin, West Berlin, and all of Port Medway, as area rate requests are based upon the assessment district. Because that is how the province sends out its assessment, based on the assessment district. So the floor is open for discussion. Councillor Gidney.
What would the dollar amount be?
That would be dependent upon what a penny brings based upon this year's assessment roll. Has that figure been determined yet?
Mayor Norman, I'm not positive. I think it's $7,000 or $8,000, but I'm not positive. So
per year.
That's per cent. 4 cents, you multiply that by four.
Okay, thank you.
So they would, it would net them approximately $28,000 a year. What it would equivalate to a person's assessment would depend upon their individual assessment figure. Counselor Romero?
I believe that the crew works very hard down at the Seaside Center. It's the hub of the community in Beach Meadows. And they offer more than just dinner and craft shows. There's yoga, and they have cheer group. They have all kinds of activities going on down there as well. And I believe that we should go forward with an area rate meeting and then see if the residents agree.
Other comments? Thank you. Before I recognize Councilor Gidney, Councilor Brown?
Just looking at the numbers here, it almost looks like this area rate request will double their annual income. It seems like quite a big jump. And Port Medway has their own halls, like they do most of their stuff down there. And it's that whole area is a very high rate of seasonal homes with a high value. And these are people that can't vote on this and probably aren't going to be around for most of the events. So it's, you know, it could be a contentious issue.
It's we're discussing the merit of whether or not to have an area rate meeting.
Yeah. I think we have to have the area rate meeting, but I think it's, you know, it's going to be.
Other opinions on an area rate meeting from those who haven't spoke before? I recognize Councillor Gidney. Councillor Charlton?
I think that it should go to a public consultation process as well, and that we all do our due diligence in making sure everyone is aware of the process.
Councilor Gidney?
Agreed. The comment I was going to make was due with income, but that will be done at a later point, so I'm good to go for the meeting. Yes.
So you're fine with staff having direction to go ahead with an area rate meeting? Councilor Fancy, you're nodding your head?
Yeah, okay.
You're
Yes, a couple little things there. A lot of their initiatives could fall under a CIF fund. Of course, and now they would only get a percentage of what they could get. So I just wondered if they've looked at some other ways too, you know, just along with it. But we have to go forward with what the community wants, and that's what it's all going to be based upon, whether if the community's happy and satisfied going forward to that or not.
And I've asked your CAO about how an area rate meeting would be structured in the day of COVID. And because we would have to allow everyone in that district, assessment district, who wishes the opportunity to vote, who's a permanent citizen, who's 18 years of older, the ability to go vote. So there are plans in place. It may be a very different looking area rate meeting. It may be held daytime, evening, availability all day long for people to go in, question staff, perhaps a member of the organization to be there, and everybody who has the right to cast a secret ballot would then cast their ballot. Councillor Charlton.
Just wondering where this falls under two different districts. Would there be an opportunity for folks to vote in Port Medway, or will this only be designed at one facility, which could look like the Seaside Center? I'm just wondering where such a
It would be held in one central facility, which would be in Seaside Center. And it'd be very important to make as many people aware in the various communities of this matter. Because it will be an important matter. And I also asked, what we as council do with the numbers. For example, if it's 55 to 45, do we have to follow the casting of the ballot? No, but we use that as consideration. But then we would also have to consider where the people come from who vote, but yet we would have no idea of how they cast their vote. For example, if 24 people came from Port Medway, we would have no idea how those 24 people voted. So it will be, it's very different when it crosses community lines like this, but it does. Councilor Fancy?
Just one more question, just because we've never done this, I was thinking even all the time I was on before, they're bringing it up here, of course, the area rates are already there. Because they're asking of this because it's a need. There's a need, and they aren't just asking it because it's a want, it's a need. So it's a, like it's an all or nothing thing. You either get it or you don't get it because you vote for it, or you, you know, just according to how they all do it. I guess it's going through this process. They could come back for on 2% or whatever after. I don't know what if they, saying not losing the hall or something on the map. You know, I'm saying it's all or nothing right now.
This is a request for a 4 cent area rate.
Right.
If they wish to come back with a 2 cent area rate, if this does, then that would be next year.
Next year.
This year is 4% over 5 years.
Right.
Mindful that council during budget deliberation,
right,
if you read the policy, has the ability to decide how, over how many years that rate will last. Once it's set, I don't think it can be undone. If council, for example, approved a 4 cent area rate for 5 years, could they next year undo that? Question to you.
Potentially you could. You could amend the motion. You can amend the previously approved motion, but it would depend on based on what the expenditures were based. Mm-hmm. So if we approved a 4 cent area rate over 5 years to do a major renovation, and they do the major renovation this year, the costs are already incurred, and then you can't go back and change the motion then.
Right.
But if the costs haven't been incurred, then council could potentially amend the motion in future years to reduce that. But if they've incurred the total cost up front, or some cost up front, can't go back and change it.
Councilor Merrill?
How much advertising do we do for this as the region?
Well, if you look in the policy, which needs to be updated because it mentions the ads.
I see that, yes.
So we have to do paid paper. So the paid paper is?
The Lighthouse.
The Lighthouse
News. We have our social media channels.
Mm-hmm.
Chronicle Herald and what?
The Chronicle Herald?
No.
Not for public hearing. You do notice that in the policy, the group can make posters, have them displayed, which I would hope they would, in various outlets throughout. And us as elected people also have the ability to share and to notify people that this meeting is going on.
If I may, Mayor Norman, the policy now says the advances, we know it's out of date. And so the question was about the next similar paper would be Lighthouse and Bridgewater. But if council didn't want to do that and wanted to do some Shore Breaker or something like that, that would be fine. I would suggest that's fine because there's no statutory requirement for us to advertise in a particular paper.
Okay.
It's just the council's policy. So council would have to give direction tonight that they want to advertise in a certain location.
Okay.
And then staff will do that.
Social Breaker comes free to everybody.
Yes.
So, Charles, Councilor Charlton?
That's my comment, is that the breaker will reach anyone, whether you can afford it or not. So I would like to see it in the Social Breaker.
Okay. Is everybody in agreement with that?
Yeah,
that
I would too.
Yes. Advertised through the Social Breaker, which reaches everybody's homes?
Yes.
Do we need a motion to amend?
No, we're just given direction.
Okay.
I was just wondering where we had a policy, if we're amending the policy, if we need.
We can't amend the policy on the fly.
Right, okay.
So it's.
Yeah.
We'll come forward in the future date with an amended policy that changes some of that stuff. Because we have a number of policies that are outdated that have to come forward for changes.
Okay.
Any other comments? So I have the sense that the majority of council are in favor of moving ahead. Carlos, are you nodding?
Yes.
Yep.
To hold a public hearing. So that will be held by the end of this month, February? Mid-February?
So we'll seek to do it by the end of February, conscious of budget discussions and budget deliberations. I would seek some direction today on particular dates that council may be available. The policy does say the counselor from the district, or when it straddles two districts, they would chair it, so those members would have to both be available for that, probably that full day. Because as Mayor Norman suggested, I would suggest we'd probably do an afternoon session to allow people to come based on COVID regulations, we can accept so many people. We would have an evening session as well to allow different people and other people to come, and then probably have an in-between session where we're available, or the community group is available for a couple hours in between. If people just wanna stop on the way home or stop and just vote and not go to the actual public hearing, have the ability to vote, so we would be, so it'd be multiple times during that day for people to come and vote when it was convenient for them, as opposed to just one public meeting, which is what was originally contemplated in the policy.
Counselor Charlton?
Just for, going back to my comment earlier about if it could be at more than one center, if there's two counselors that falls in two different districts, could David not be in Port Medway at the hall and Vicky be at the Seaside Center? Is that a possibility?
That's a big stretch of the policy. It would require duplication of staffing in both locations. Personally, I don't think it's difficult for someone from Port to travel to Beach Meadows. 9 minutes. And the policy is specific that it is, now, I don't know, could there be? Is it a big stretch of the policy to say that there's going to be a public meeting in both communities? Public rate meeting in both communities? I have no idea on that one.
I guess I would suggest if that was the council's wish, then we probably should establish two different days and have, and not do an afternoon and evening and an in-between, but have one session in one community one day and have another session in another community the other day. The counselors have to be available, if you do have double staff available, but that's the wish of council, we can do that. Because you have to have the same presentation done over again, it has to be the same ballot box that's gonna accept the ballot, so we have to transfer from one place to the other, so.
I think it would probably be best decided between the two of them, I just thought for, as far as like barriers for seniors and things, where it was such a stretch that maybe that would be better, but the counselors representing that, I could say that best.
So you're saying there'll only be one meeting per day? Like if, for example, if there was a meeting in Beach Meadows at Seaside on day A, then it would only be one time for the meeting, or would the meeting go all day?
I'm suggesting there'd be one meeting, but there'd also be like an hour, another hour or two before the meeting if somebody wanted to come and vote and didn't want to stay for the meeting, but knew how they wanted to vote because they understood the issue, and we do the same the next day. So you wouldn't have an afternoon and an evening and a couple hours in between, you'd have one public meeting as well as a couple hours of time for people to come vote if they wish to vote. You do the same the next day, rather than having three meetings, you'd have essentially two. But only one would be a public meeting, the other time would just be a couple hours of voting time.
Opinions on that, Counselor Fancy?
Yeah, the other question is too, what about older people who couldn't come, do you do the proxy? Yeah, you don't do anything like that, so I'm just, okay.
Opinion on the two locations? Counselor Brown?
I think in the interest of fairness, it would probably be better off to have one location, and that way you get the same presentation for everybody.
And Counselor
that's
Merrill?
My personal feeling.
I agree. Counselor Brown, one location, it's not that far away. Shouldn't be a problem.
One location all day long?
Yep.
Yes.
And then if the weather's inclement, it would be canceled and there would be an alternate date?
Yes.
Says the two counselors from the district.
Yeah, I'll leave that up to them, it's just an idea.
Good idea.
Yeah.
So that is the general feeling, that direction for staff. Counselor Gibney?
I was just gonna say that policy 2304 says that if a meeting is held, it shall be held in the central location in the assessment districts affected. If requested for general area rate for all assessment districts, council shall decide on the location.
Right, but that would be for all, that would be for all assessment districts in Queenstown. For example, if you're doing an area rate for like Liverpool, you know, the general one. So the direction to staff is one meeting date, advertised through the Breaker.
Yes.
We'll post on our social media forums. Two official presentations, with counselors, staff, and a member from Seaside available for the whole time to answer any questions, and then staff to scrutinize the voting.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, and then maybe after the meeting, if the two counselors in the area can stay for a few minutes, we'll pick a couple dates that we can see if we can get availability for the hall, and then
yep.
we can start the advertising.
Okay.
Send out so people have several weeks' notice.
Yeah.
Yes.
One item remaining on the public session, and that is the quarterly council implementation report. And as you can see, these are the motions that have been made that required action. Some things are underway. Some things have been finished, so they're going to disappear the next quarter when you see this, and then there'll be new ones added to it. Are there any particular ones that anyone had any question of? Any particular items that anyone was unsure of what they related to? Councilor Charlton?
I'm just wondering in regards to authorized staff to begin the process of finalizing future programming for the new outdoor aquatic facility. Can we expect anything to do with that?
I'm hopeful, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions on any of those? If not, I'm going to ask for a motion to move in camera. Moved by Deputy Mayor Muse, seconded by Councilor Amaro, that council moves in camera. Take a few minutes to clear the room. We'll begin that session of the meeting. And we need to vote. All in favor? A few minutes to clear the room, then we'll move in session for this, and then come back over to the public.